You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It is your boy, DJ Jesse Janity. Yes, and you know we have to break it down for you a little bit. I'm joined in studio by the one, the only, Robert Terrell.
Official deal maker.
Official deal maker.
Yes, sir.
I mean, people are calling you the next Chris Lighty.
I know, I heard that. That's a big, that's, whew, some big
heard
shoes.
Heard you coming for Bad Boy and Young Money.
Yeah, well, you already know, man. You know, that's you know, they, Chris, Diddy, all of them, man, they did their thing. But, you know, I feel like it's my time.
It's time to shine.
It's time to shine.
And you're a New York native.
New York native.
Welcome. You're Bronx, right?
Bronx, BX.
Harlem.
Represent all the way. Ha, my man. I knew it was something about you I was feeling.
Yeah, felt that.
I felt that.
So before we get into all the stuff you do, because you do a lot of shit. You do a lot of stuff. You got a lot of things going here. I really love your motivational work. I was reading up about that.
Appreciate that.
But let's talk about some things that are going on Twitter right now. Pharrell is joining The Voice.
Mm.
How you feeling about Pharrell this year?
Oh, man. Pharrell just, you know, this is his year. Like, he's killing him. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why, you know, I don't really see why he's joining The Voice. I don't really see the purpose of that for basically what he's got going on right now. But, I mean, the sound that he's got going right now and, you know, it's just his time. It's just he's totally in his season. I'm feeling it, you know, and I don't know. I guess he's just doing that to continue to diversify his brand. But
I look at it as that, and I also look at it like, okay, here's his chance to be able to kind of spread out his audience. I mean, he was already on the Oscars, but not only that, but he's been working so hard. Now, finally, here's a time, you know, when Nicki did it, J-Lo, they all said this is a time that, you know, we get to sit back and just kind of do something different than being in the studio all the time. And it changes up their routine a little bit. So maybe he's just trying to chill a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, I'm sure he's getting a nice size check to go with, you know what I'm saying?
Keeping him real happy.
Right. So, you know.
Well, what's going to keep us happy is Michael Jackson. He's got a new album out called Escape. God. How you feeling about this one? It's due out in May.
Yeah, you know, I just wish they would leave Mike the hell alone.
Well, how do you feel about this, someone passes and then they keep putting music out? We get it with Tupac, Michael. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, in general, I understand royalties. So, you know, and publishing and the whole nine yards. So I understand that. Let's keep the money going. I get that. However, I do think there's certain situations where they should just leave a legend, you know, and his legacy alone, you know. And I think particularly in this case with Mike, especially with that single, that record on there with talking about, you know, kids being molested or whatever. You know, I understand. I think it's some Timbaland produced this album. You know, it's just like, enough already. I don't think the album is going to do that well at all. I think it's over. I think people are sick of it. I think it's very distasteful. And, you know, I'm not.
L.A. Reid came out. He said, Michael left behind some musical performances that we take great pride in presenting through the vision of music producers that he has either worked with directly or expressed strong desire to work with. Timbaland leads the producing pack. Also, Rodney Jerkins, who co-wrote the first title track, Jerome J-Rock, John McClane. So, I don't know. I agree with you. I think it's kind of like Michael is an artist. Aaliyah is an artist.
Right.
You know, these people, would they have wanted, would Aaliyah wanted T-Pain on her album?
Hell no.
Right. If I had an album, I don't even know if I would want T-Pain on my album.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, real talk.
T-Pain, you real can talk. Be on whatever song you want to be on. But don't be on the Aaliyah song.
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying. It's like, this is like certain shit you need to just leave it alone and respect the artist and the artistry and the legacy that they built, and just don't disrespect that. You know what I mean? And I just think that this is one of those instances where it's like, come on, you can't do this to Mike. You know?
Now, if it was stuff that he already had,
right?
Just put it out raw like that, and let us like enjoy the rawness.
Exactly.
Of it. But to put Timbaland's beats on it and make it this 2014 sound, I don't know. I don't like it. All right, but moving on to some real beef. We got Jay-Z versus Drake. And Joe Budden, I guess, also kind of joined into in this conversation. So it all started, I think it was a year ago. Drake was in an interview and he commented, you know, Jay-Z can't make a song without making three art references. He said, that's cool and all, but at the end of the day, I don't know. He's like, I like art and I thought about getting into this whole art collecting thing, but I kind of feel like the whole hip hop and art collecting thing is corny now. What do you think about that statement?
Well, I think
I don't get it.
I mean, listen, Jay-Z got enough money to do whatever the fuck he want to do. So
he could collect you.
He could collect, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's number one. You know, this whole thing of art with the music. I mean, there is a symbiotic relationship there because it is artistry. So I get that, you know, but I don't think there's anything, you know, corny about it. I just think it's personal. You know, personal taste, that's part of your personal lifestyle. And if Drake wants to do that and get into it, then go for it. But don't, you know what I mean? Don't come at Jay like, first of all, you know, Drizzy, as big as you are, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is.
Well, wait, so Jay-Z came with this verse saying, sorry, Miss Drizzy, for so much art. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. While these rappers rap about guns that they ain't shot and a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got.
Right.
So then Drake recently came out with this song, which we'll listen to a little later. This song samples Lauryn Hill's doo-wop. And in it, he says, I'm just focused on making records and getting bigger. Just hits. No misses. Misses.
Oh. Ouch.
I mean, at the end of the day, and then Joe Buttons came out and said, at the end of the day, yo, Jay-Z is legend, but Drake,
that's what I'm saying,
has them subliminal shots lyrically. And Jay-Z followed Joe Buttons yesterday on Twitter. And he's the only person he follows on Twitter now.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if it was to, like, intimidate Joe. Joe said that Jay-Z did this to him last year, too, but it just wasn't publicized. So I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I just see, like, two powerhouses, you know what I mean, just basically got nothing else better to do.
Drake's like, dating Rihanna now.
Right.
Jay's married to Beyonce. It's right. Like, y'all are probably working together to make this.
Exactly.
Because y'all are going to sell records now. But
right. Right, so
moving on, my favorite.
Let's sell more Rock Nation records. That's, you know.
Yeah. Right, and Jay-Z will probably. Yeah. I mean, Drake will probably move over to Rock Nation.
Right, right. Well, I said that like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So this next girl group, I don't know if you've heard of them, PTAF.
Not Boss that familiar.
Bitch. All right. Well, they're this group out of Compton. They're really dope. They finally came out with a music video. We're going to take a quick shot of that for Boss Ass Bitch, PTAF.
Check it out. I don't like that, bitch. Hey. Bitch.
Nah,
bitch.
Bro. Now you know we bosses. You're supposed to say I'm a boss ass bitch.
All right,
check it out.
I'm a boss ass bitch. 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 Yeah, bitch. 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 Bitch,
I'm a boss ass bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you ratchet ass lames. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say. You say fuck love, I say hey. Nigga fall back, I'm made for the game.
PTAF, boss ass bitch. Shout out to them for finally making that video. So the story behind them is, I found this song on YouTube. I was obsessed with it. I've been playing it all over the place. A friend at Sony was like, what is this song?
Right.
Who are these people? I was like, you haven't heard Boss Ass Bitch? And he signed them the next day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I was like, well, where the hell my paycheck?
Finder's fee.
Right.
Yeah, nah, you listen.
So, but I'm fine with it because that song is everything. So shout out to the girls for getting that.
And you see it going back to real hip hop. Mm-hmm. See, that was some real.
Those girls made that beat. They came together. It was dope.
That's crazy.
But let's get into you. Speaking of real hip hop, sir, mm-hmm. Robert Terrell.
Yes, sir.
Wealth Nation Entertainment. You grew up in the Bronx.
BX all the way. Represent.
Your story, in ways, I can pull some similarities from someone named Diddy. Kind of interesting. You guys started at a studio.
Right.
You started as an intern doing the coffee. Diddy started, you know,
right.
mopping floors.
Right.
You saw a lot of big names while you were there.
Yep.
A friend brought you into the studio. And it's interesting because you did fall in love with the music, but you started to kind of look at it more, wait a minute, where the hell all this money come
That's
from?
That's what I wanted to know.
How did it take you from music to money? Was it always really about the money and that you just love music? And so it's like, why not just marry the brand?
Well, I mean, basically, really, it started out with me trying to help a friend, you know, not fuck his shit up. You know what I mean? Completely. Because we had a group, Trends of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember them, but they way, way back. But Trends of Culture was really my first deal working with Leo Swift Morris to get them a situation with mm-hmm. RCA. With Jive, really. And it really wasn't even about the money at that point in time because I didn't really know where the money came from and how the money was generated and the flow of it. It was more about getting on and let's get this thing moving. As I learned and evolved in the business, that's when I got to the point in which you just said, where I said, oh, wait a minute. I love the music and the artistry, the creativity of it. But I also understand that this is a business at the end of the day. This is 90% business, 10% music at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me focus on the 90%.
Which, you know, I read an interview with you and you were talking about music today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that you say that, what the business is really about. Because you said, you know, in 2 years from now, I don't really see people charging people for music. I think it's dumb. We're not in the 90s anymore.
Right.
We aren't selling an album.
Right.
We're not. Right now, and if you put an album out, that's your art. That is your marketing tool to get people to come to the show nowadays.
Exactly.
And make your money that way. Look at Beyonce's doing that.
Right.
She can put her album out for $10, but you see these new artists coming on, they're like, yeah, I'm going to put my thing on iTunes for $12.99. No one knows who you are.
Nobody cares.
I'm not
going to
spend $12.99 on that. If I hear it on a mixtape now.
Right.
So I love that you acknowledge that. And it's funny because, I mean, you manage Gunplay
mm-hmm.
of MMG.
Yeah.
He puts out a lot of videos, a lot of mixtapes, a lot of things that the fans can just get for free.
Right.
And which, to me, builds up a certain type of fan base and allows you to have the power.
Absolutely. Well, that's what it's about. I mean, it's really about music's going to be free anyway, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be. You know what I mean? It's so build the brand equity, build equity into the brand and give the fans are the boss now. So give the fans the music, you know, and build the brand and then they will come and they'll pay for you to perform and people will pay for your merchandise and other things
mm-hmm.
that bring, you know, real money. Because, I mean, come on, let's face it. Like, look at the Nielsen SoundScan reports. I mean, look at the numbers. You know, the numbers are low for everybody pretty much across the board. There's a very small elitist group of artists that are really still doing major numbers. And they got the machine behind them, and they've had that machine behind them for years. So other than that, outside of that equation, like I was saying earlier today, you look at CD Baby, TuneCore, and you know all these other independent ways to distribute the music, only represents like less than 2%
mm-hmm.
of the sales in the industry.
So when do you see this kind of big change happening in the industry? Would you say two years from now?
I would say a little longer than that? I would say between 2 to 5.
Yeah,
two
I to totally five. Agree with that.
Yeah, 2 to 5.
I want to look at some of your artists that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Before we play the Gunplay video, let's talk about these three artists that you have. You have Daisy Grant, Cassius, and Flight.
Flight. Yep.
Let's take a listen to Daisy Grant. She has a song called Behind These Doors. And let's take a listen to that.
Okay.
So that's the first hour's Daisy Grant. Now we're going to go into Cassius with My Struggle.
Cassius.
Cassius, excuse me.
Okay, my brother want brand new shoes. My mama need a brand new house. My oil at the back is school. My nigga trying to find a way out. My daughter want everything. Gotta keep food in her mouth. If you don't understand that there, my nigga, then you don't understand what I'm about. You don't know my struggle. You don't know. You don't know my pain. You don't know how I survive. Survive the game.
Woo! That was a good one, right? Yeah. Next, and I really like this kid. This kid's name's Flight, and the song's called What's Unknown. Yeah. Yeah, this kid's really...
He's...
In the time where despair and prayers are rerunning, should we be discreet and sneak to see money? Or should we put our feet to the street and keep running? There's people on the corner who need some free stuffing. But there's ones at home who seek some free loving. With just two eyes, you'd be surprised what I see coming, blood spilling. If we don't stop, we'll leave the seas flooded. Cease to be hunted, reach out to those hurt. Cause words do a lot more than get heard by a person. There's more to being smart than what we've been learning. Take what you've been taught.
And that's Flight, F-L-Y-T-E, What's Unknown. And then before we talk about them, let's go to the final artist, Gunplay. This is his video for Bible on the Dash. Oh, this is two. Nope, this is not Gunplay. That's
that doesn't look like the video.
But that's fine. We could watch her too all day long.
Yeah. You ain't never lie.
So it's called Bible on the Dash by Gunplay.
Sports Brothers.
Swinging girly in the morning, early got to catch the rush. MOB and that's a must. COD, I got no trust. And I be BMF, and a million won't last a month. All I need is one. PNC and that's enough, and I ain't even crank up yet, but bet I'm gassing up. When my product press that pedal, bitch, you bet to fasten up. I excel and ask the blunt, big hell 100 times, not even 101. Couldn't bring back how it was when a brick was 17 and you ain't had to rob your plug. When rapping was an art, now this shit a drug.
Gunplay, Bible on the Dash.
MMG, baby.
So you have all these different artists under you, branched under you, and mm-hmm. One thing I have to say, and now you also, I mean, there's so many more, Nancy from Bad Girls Club, like, yeah. you've really got your hands in everything.
Yes, yes.
Why is that important to you, rather than, you know, I feel like sometimes a lot of labels try to find a genre that they want to kind of stick to. Why is it important for you to kind of branch out and bring all these different characters?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, first of all, you know, we're not a label. We're a brand management firm. And, you know, we went into it that, look, we're in the entertainment business. We're not in rap. We're not in pop. We're not entertainment business. So we have Nancy Denise, Bad Girls Club. We have Sonya D.
Comedian.
You know, Sonya D is actually the lady that trained Fantasia. She's a celebrity fitness trainer. She's the one that, remember Fantasia's last album when she looked really great? Well, Sonya D.
Music video?
Yeah. Sonya D was her personal trainer. Went on tour with her on the road and everything. We managed her. She has a book coming out called Training Fantasia.
And you're also working with Kalia Ali?
Yeah.
And what's the name of her book that comes out?
She that's Muhammad Ali's ex-wife.
Yes.
Kalila. Right, Ali. So she has a book coming out. You know, which I can't put the title out there yet because it's, you know, still in the works. But they have a movie as well that she's working on. So we just diversified across the board. You know what I mean? We work with a lot of different types of brands, and you know, we have Brandon Atherley, who is Missy Elliott's stylist and designer, and so is he's also Mariah Carey's stylist and designer. We represent him as well.
And it's Wealth Nation Entertainment.
Right.
And explain to me what wealth means.
Wealth means where every avenue leads to happiness.
Where did you get that from?
Actually, to be all honesty, I heard the quote somewhere at a seminar or workshop, and it was written up on a board, and I liked it, and I just ran with it. But I was actually reading this book, Wealth of Nations, at the time when we were trying to figure out a name by this British economist, and I said, wait a minute, Wealth of Nations, and I just put it together, Wealth Nation. But then I didn't want the wealth to just strictly stand for power, for money, you know. And then when I saw that quote, I said, you know what, there's a duality there. So some people think that if they get enough money, they'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then with other people feel like, you know, they could be happy without the money. So with the duality is like basically if you just get happiness. And if you have your happiness, you're already rich. You know what I'm saying? So the money is just a byproduct of your happiness and you following, you walking in purpose and following where you're supposed to be going. You're in universal alignment with your purpose. You're happy. Mm. You might not have $5 in your bank account. You're happy. You're already rich. If you stay that course, the money's going to come. And everything else, all the trappings and trimmings that come with it, is inevitable. Walk in your purpose. Stay the course.
Now, as far as Wealth Nation and where it will be in 2 to 3 years from now, what do you see?
I see Wealth Nation being the 2016 version of Violator. One of the most powerful entertainment brand management firms, you know, in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And really diversifying into so many different aspects of it through a very diverse portfolio of brands that we handle. So from acting to modeling to music to everything. So, and as you see it now, even at its infancy stage, you can see how the brand is developing. And, you know, there's a lot of people that wanna fuck with us right now. And they, because they see it.
And now I feel like you're getting a lot more with it. You're getting this motivational side. You're becoming a better you with your company. And before we let you go, where can everyone go to look more into Wealth Nation Entertainment?
Well, you can go to our website at wealthnationent.com for sure. Definitely you can email me, officialdealmaker@gmail.com. You know, so get at me. I also got, you know,
you got
my
Twitter.
My Twitter at Robert Terrell. That's T-E-R-E-L-L. Get at me. You know what I mean?
What else you got coming up?
We got the Mob Life tour coming up with Mafia Magazine. You know, Mob Life La Cosa Nostra tour we getting ready to do this summer. We got that coming up and a bunch of great. My birthday's next week. So Rob Terrell birthday bash in Atlanta. Deja vu. Come holler at me. And we just up to a whole bunch of big things, man.
So make sure you guys check out WealthNationEntertainment.com.
WealthNationENT.com.
You guys can hit us up here at Black Hollywood Live, at BHL Online on Twitter, Facebook. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Robert, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for
having me.
Hopefully
we'll get you in studio again and pick your brain. Till next week, peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.